The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Mem Hei, and we're about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Dalid Amud Bey. So yesterday, we began Perek Hazov, which by reputation is one of the most difficult prakim in Shas. The first Mishnah in Perek Hazov discusses the halacha of Ma'os Koinos. Or Ma'os Einos Koinos, stating that it says it in somewhat of a roundabout way. The Mishnah says that if Reuven and Shimon get together to engage in a transaction, Mekach u'Memkar, so Reuven's going to deliver the goods, Shimon is going to pay money for it. If Reuven, the Moicher, does a Meshicha on the money that he's taking from Shimon, it wouldn't consummate the kinyan, so that if either one of the parties want to back out, the halacha is they'd be able to back out. If, however, Shimon the Lekeach would do Meshicha on the goods that Reuven is selling to him, Meshicha on the Chefetz HaNikna, that would constitute the kinyan, even though the money wasn't paid, he would have an IOU, an obligation to pay the money, but as far as the kinyan goes, the kinyan itself wouldn't be consummated. And it's for that reason the Mishnah discussed, every time there's a transaction taking place, you have to sit down, and you have to make sure you understand what's the goods, and what's the money that's being paid for the goods. Now, if you go to a store and you buy groceries, it's very obvious. The groceries are the goods. That's the chefetz hanikna. That's what's being sold. The person that's purchasing the groceries is using his money to buy that. So it's not that the grocer is buying money with his groceries. It's the purchaser is buying groceries with his money. So there's no question that from a chesha mishpat, from a halachic kinyan standpoint, as soon as the lekeach will do meshicha on the groceries, so to speak, the halach is the kinyan would be chal, the kinyan would be consummated. The fact that the grocer does meshicha on the money, that wouldn't mean anything. But what about something that's a little bit less clear? For example, two people are trading money. Reuven and Shimon, one person's going to give gold, the other person's going to give silver. One person is going to give silver, the other person is going to give nechashas. Is the gold viewed as the money? Is the gold viewed as the produce? How exactly do you look at that? And that was the topic of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hazov koines hakesef. If people are going to swap gold for kesef, if the one that's giving the kesef does meshicha on the zov, Koina es hakesef, then the kesef is chal to the bal hazov. Hakesef in a koina es hazov. Hanachoshes koina es hakesef. Hakesef in a koina es hanachoshes. We saw in the Gemara, the very first Gemara, that although the Mishnah said hazov koina es hakesef, but the truth is that Rebbe, the author of the Mishnah, was mesupik. Bialduse, when he was younger, he thought one way. When he was older, he thought the other way. Meaning, there was a little bit of a suffix in the Gemara when there's a transaction taking place between Zohav and Kesef. Do you look at the Zohav as the goods, the Kesef as the money being paid to purchase those goods? Or maybe the opposite. You look at the Kesef, the silver, as the goods. The gold is the money that's being paid to purchase the Kesef. Again, Lamai Nafkemina, if you do a Meshicha on either the Kesef or the Zohav, would the Meshicha be Chal or not? If you did the Meshicha on the Peira, quote unquote, on the goods, then everything will be consummated. If you do Meshicha on the consideration, on the money that's being paid to acquire those goods, Mois is not koinos. It's for that reason it wouldn't be chal. Incidentally, when we say Mois is not koinos, it's only with regards to metalkalin. There's no question that karkas niknes bekesef shtar bechazaka, or isha's niknes bekesef shtar ubiya. So kinyan kesef works. When we talk about kesef not working and doing meshicha on the kesef, not consummating the kinyan, that's only with regards to metalkalin. Why not? Is it mid-da'iraisa that it doesn't work, or is it only mid-da'rabanan that it doesn't work? So that, of course, is a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That will be the topic of tomorrow's daf. But for today, the topic of the daf is actually not so much the halacha of whether or not mo'is koinois or not mo'is koinois, but it's a digression from the major primary point of the Mishnah, and that is this idea that was mentioned b'derech agav in the Mishnah, and that was the topic of the first Gemara, where you see that Rebbe himself wasn't sure, when there's a swap between Kesef and Zov, do we look at the Kesef as the peri and the Zov as the money, or vice versa? That is going to be the topic of today's daf. It's going to be discussed in the context of a machloikis Beshame and Beshillel, a machloikis Beshame and Beshillel with regards to the halachas of Maisa Sheni. So today, we're going to learn about Maisa Sheni. The Gemara begins with a Mishnah. Tan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah, Bishama, Ibn Bishama, he says, Lo Yasa Adam, Sloim, Din Rezot. If somebody was Poida, Maisa Sheni. So what's the halacha of Maisa Sheni? Every Yid was obligated to give from his field, from his produce, several taxes. Truma Gedoyla, Maisa Rishon, Truma Gedoyla went to the Kohen, Maisa Rishon went to the Levi. In addition to that, there was a second Maisa that had to be paid. Depending on what year in the Shemitah cycle it was, you paid either Maisa Sheni or Maisa Ani. What was unique about Maisa Sheni was he actually didn't have to give it to anybody. Maisa Ani you gave to the Ani. Maisa Sheni, the Torah says, you yourself could eat. However, you could only eat it in Yerushalayim. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, and over there you'll eat it. We have time, we'll get into some raid with regards to Maisa Sheni and the significance of eating it in Yerushalayim. What if it's too difficult for you to take your payers up to Yerushalayim simply because you have a huge business, big crops? Maisa Sheni is a real tax. It's 10% of your nechasim. You can't bring it up to Yerushalayim. Or you're not going to have a chance to go to Yerushalayim for another 6 months until Pesach when you have to be Oyler Regel. By that time, the payers are going to be fulfilled. They're going to start going bad. So the Torah says is an option. Plan B, you could take the payers Maisa Sheni. You could be poyet. You could transfer the Kedusha onto money, take the money, money doesn't go bad, so that when you're ready to go up to Yerushalayim, you'll have the money, you'll be able to eat the peres, it won't be so heavy. So that's the halacha of being poyet the Maisa Sheni. The Machlokes B'Shamayim, this little discussion, is somebody that was already poyet the Maisa Sheni, and now he wants to be poyet it again. So he wants to take the money that he was poyet his Maisa Sheni with, and do a second pinion. B'Shamayim, B'Shamayim says, L'yasa Adam, Sloim, Din Rezot. If somebody was paid the Maisa Sheni onto Sloim, made out of Kesef, silver, he can't now take those Sloim, be paid it again for Din Rezot. And incidentally, this could be a very Shechiach Shailas. If you were a Rav 2,000 years ago, it's very likely a Shaila like this would have crossed your desk. Yid would come to you, he would say, I've been paid the Maisa Sheni for the last several months. I have now $500 bills, so to speak, in Mamelushin, that I have to bring up to Yerushalayim. Is it okay if I take the dollar bills and swap them for 500s? It's going to be a little easier. Instead of taking a suitcase, I'd rather just put it in my wallet. I have five bills that I have to take. So gold was more valuable than kesef, which means you could take a lot of matbeos of kesef and swap it for zot. So Bishami says you're not allowed to do it. Bishami says, no, it's okay. Matirin, you're allowed to. Says the Gemara, what's the beer in the machloikis Bishami and Bishil? That too was a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So we're going to have a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, how to understand the machloikis Bishami and Bishil. And if that's not enough, we're going to have two lashonos in what the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish was with regards to the machlekes b'shami and b'sil. So lishna kama, Rabbi Yochanan b'reish lakish, machlekes Rabbi Yochanan b'reish lakish. Chadam once a machlekes b'sil amadi. No, the machlekes b'shami and b'sil was very specific. It's with regards to someone that was poida his ma'isa sheni onto sloim, coins made out of silver, and now he wants to swap that into coins made out of gold to lighten his burden. The Bishamai Savri, Bishamai holds Kaspa Tiva Vidahava Pera. Every time there's a swap between gold and silver, like we mentioned in the introduction, based on our Mishnah, we have to decide which is the goods, which is the money that's being paid for the goods. Bishamai holds the silver is the money, the gold is the pay. It's for that reason, Bishamai says, you can't take the silver coins and now be poided with gold coins because you can't be poida money onto payers. Money onto money, yeah, that Bishamai wouldn't have an issue with. His issue is, it's silver onto gold. And gold is always viewed as payers, klape kesef. That's Shitas Bishamai. It's for that reason, it's not going to work. The Bishamai Savri Kaspa Tiva Vidahava Peri Vidahava Peri Le Michalina. Beisul argues because Beisul says just the opposite. Kaspa Peri, the Kesef, the silver is viewed as the Peri. Vidahava Tiva, and the gold is viewed as the money. Upera Ativa Michalina. So there's not going to be an issue because the gold is going to be viewed as money. Avo Peris al Dinarim. But let's say the Shiloh would have been a more simple Shiloh. I have Peris Maisa Sheni. I wasn't poided yet, and I want to be poided onto gold coins. Divriakol Michalina. And everybody would hold that it's okay. The issue is not whether the gold coin is money, so that when it says in the Torah of a Could I be paid on gold coins? I thought I could be paid on gold coins. The shaila is where I was already paid on silver, and now I want to be paid from silver to gold. In light of the first Mishnah in Perek Azov, where whenever there's a transaction, one person's giving gold, one person's giving silver, one of them is viewed as peri. That's the shaila. The shaila is: do you look at the gold as peris? That's Beishamai. So Beishamai says I can't switch silver onto gold, just like I can't switch my silver coins onto payers. Beisul says, no, it's just the opposite. I see the gold as always being the money. If the gold is the money, so it's weiter viewed as money. I'm being paid the kesef onto kesef. That's not going to be an issue. But says the Gemara, but that's Pashit then. That even according to Beisham, if I wanted to be paid the payers my sashedi onto gold coins, it'd be no issue. And my time, but the Gemara feels it has to explain it a little bit. Midah dahavia kesef lebeisul. It should be no worse than kesef lebeisul. Silver coins according to Beisul. Kesef lebeisul. Afakav the kaspel gabed havet peir havo. Even though we just said that Beisul holds that whenever there's silver and gold, we look at the gold as being the peir. Kaspel, the gold as being the money, meaning the kesef itself is the peri. Still, that's pashut beisul holds that if you want to be paid the peris ma'aseh sheni onto silver, that's not an issue. So zov nami the beshamai, gold according to beshamai will be the same thing. Alpha gavte the hava the gabi kaspel peri hava. Even though klapi kesef, we look at it as peris, but the gabi peri tiva hava, but klapi peri, it's going to be tivas. Either way, just very simple. According to the first amora, the side of shitas beshamai is not that gold is not a is not money, but that the gold coin, klapi, the silver coin, is not money. And it's for that reason you can't be paid. The other man said, no, ap, peiris al dinar, machloikis. The machloikis, beshan, besil, is even if you want to be paid the peiris on dinar. Meaning, it's not a perikazov machloikis. It's a machloikis whether dinrei zov is considered money with regards to the halachas of ma'ishas sheni, or it's not considered money with regards to the halachas of ma'ishas sheni. Says the Gemara, the obvious question, ulumanda ama ap, peiris al dinar, machloikis. According to the mandama that holds, that the machloikis has nothing to do with being paid the silver coins onto gold coins. The machloikis is gold coins itself in a vacuum. Is it viewed as money with regards to ma'aseh sheni or not? Adam, if we give Islam al dinarim, then why did the Mishnah state the machloikis in this very specific case where you already paid the ma'aseh sheni and now you paid it a second time? Liflik beperis al dinarim, just argue by peris al dinarim, says the Gemara. If the beperis al dinarim, had the machloikis been mentioned beperis al dinarim, havamina, I would have thought, hani mili beperis al dinar. It could be the only time the machloikis was said is, in fact, by Peres al dinar. Aval beslon al dinarim. But if you already paid the Peres ma'aseh sheni onto sloin, kesef, and now you want to be paid it again onto dinarim, gold, maybe the moidel and besil of the shamai did the havel the gabi kasper peirave. I wouldn't really know shitas besil, because I would think that maybe in that case, besil holds that you can't do it, and the reason is because maybe the gold is viewed as peiri, the loy mechalalinon, and therefore you can't be paid it kamash balon. So enochinami. As far as Beishamai goes, Beishamai holds a gold coin is not considered money with regards to ma'aseh sheni. And if all the Mishnah was telling me was Shitas Beishamai, that's what the Mishnah would have said. But the Mishnah is also telling me Shitas Beisul. And we want to understand Beisul Shita well. That Beisul holds that gold coins are considered money with regards to ma'aseh sheni. Not only that, it's also considered money, klape kesef. So that if you've been paid to the kesef onto gold, you could do that. So to clarify Shitas Beisul, we told it in a way where Shitas Beishamai is going to be a little bit less clear. And that makes a lot of sense, because the halach, of course, is like Beis Hillel, so we'd much rather clarify Shitas Beis Hillel than clarify Shitas Beis Shammai, says the Gemara. So we had again a machloikis amayroim, what the beer is in the machloikis tanam. Who were the amayroim that argued? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But the Gemara said, Chadamah v'chadamah, which means we don't know which is Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and which is Shitas Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, this time I'll prove to you the Rabbi Yochanan who the Amah Emechal, that it's Rabbi Yochanan that holds that according to Beis Shammai, the yisoid of his shita in that Mishnah is not that gold klape kesef is not money, but it's that gold is not money. Din reizav is not treated as money. Dom Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, asa luva is dinar bedinar. So we're all familiar with the halacha of ribbis. What does ribbis mean? If Reuven lends Shimon money, lends him $100, he can't charge him $110. Even though banks charge interest and everybody's willing to pay interest and charge interest, it's a form of chesed, it's a form of charity. We're going to see soon, Perek Ezeu Neshach. It's the next Perek of Masechtas Bava Metzia, which deals exclusively with the halachas of ribbis. But the basic halacha of ribbis is that if I lend you $100, I can't charge back $110. But if I lend you $100, I can charge you $100. Obviously, that we're allowed to do, because that's not ribbis. Stating that, there's a related halacha. If Reuven lends Shimon a sa'ah, that's a measurement of chitin, he can't ask him back for a sa'ah of chitin. You're going to say, why not? It's a sa'ah for a sa'ah. The answer is because the sa'ah chitin fluctuates in value. Being that it fluctuates in value, it could be that when you get the sa'ah chitin back, it's going to be worth more than the sa'ah chitin that you gave. As a result, you are a malva beribis. It's something that's awesome. Now, it's not awesome today, Raisa, because ribbis, that's awesome, they rice, there's only ribbis kitzutz. If we made up for sure there's going to be ribbis. Nobody made up for sure there's going to be ribbis. There might be ribbis if the sochitin goes up in value. It may not go up in value. It may go down in value. It doesn't matter. From a rabbanan standpoint, it's going to be awesome. So with regards to that halacha, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, the very big chiddush, Rabbi Yochanan said, also lilvois dinar bedinar. Reuven's not allowed to give Shimon a dinar and tell him, give me back a dinar later. Why? The dinar is viewed as the sa'ah. Says the Gemara, dinar demai. What kind of dinar are we talking about? Dinar shel kesef. Did he mean a regular coin that's made out of silver, that's over the seicher? Rabbi Yechon could have said that. A dinar shel kesef is money. Everybody holds its money. And even though you'll tell me, the first mission of Perek Azov, is kesef money, is it not money? That's only kesef klapi zahav. Which one is the money, which one is the peri? But in a vacuum, kesef, klape kesef, there's no one in the world that's going to tell you it's not money. That couldn't have been Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. No way. Ela pshita dina shazav, but dina shazav. What he must have meant is a dina shazav. Because dina shazav is a little bit more complicated, la halacha. There we can at least entertain it sad that maybe a dina shazav is not viewed as money. Says the Gemara, Luman, who is Rabbi Yochanan paskin in this halacha according to? Ela beis hillel. Did he mean beis hillel? Who said that if somebody was paid the peiris ma'is hasheni onto coins made out of silver, he's allowed to then go and be paid it onto gold? You see, they hold its money. Because if it wasn't money, how could you be paid the kesef ma'isa sheni onto it? Elo lav be'shamay. Rabbi Yochanan must have meant be'shamay. Ushma mino. So what do you see? Rabbi Yochanan udame in mechalulin. The Rabbi Yochanan's understanding in Shitas be'shamay in that Mishnah is not merely a sif katan in the laws of ma'isa sheni, where be'shamay holds that gold klapi kesef is viewed as peri, and that's why you can't be mechalulin. They hold dinrei zav as nishgel. It's viewed as a sochitin. If it's viewed as a sochitin, just like you can't be paid the kesef ma'isa sheni onto zav ma'isa sheni, so too I can't lend you a dinar zav for a dinar zav, because that's like lending a sochitin for a sochitin. So we weren't sure, was it Rabbi Yochanan that held that in Beis Shammai, or is it Reish Lakish that held that in Beis Shammai? Testayim, says the Gemara, from this psak halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, the laws of ribbis, I have a raya l'chura that it's Rabbi Yochanan that held that chiddush the gepshat in Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai of dinrei zav is not money at all. But the Gemara says, "Lo, I could be doicha that. Loi, the main mechalal always tell you Rabbi Yochanan that mechalal. Maybe it's Rabbi Yochanan that said that really you could be mechalal. Aye, why then would Rabbi Yochanan pass in such a halacha? Also, luvah is dinar bedinar. The shani halva is different. Kivan deliyim mekachu memkar shavu rabban kiperi. Because being that you find sometimes by mekachu memkar, the Zav is viewed as Peiros. When do you see that? If somebody's exchanging a Dinar Zav for Kesef, that's this halacha, at least in that context, Beis Shammai holds. It's viewed as Peri. The Amrinon, because we say Ihu Niu Da'ikir Vizil, it's the less stable of the two things that are being transferred. We look at that as the Peri. It could be he applied that to the halachas of Ribbis as well. Because the Kaveya of why a Zav is Saz Aser is because the sa goes up and down in value. So he felt that a dinar zav has that same tchunas anefesh, that same characteristic, that it goes up and down in value. And the haraya, because whenever we exchange gold for silver, we always look at the gold as the peri. It must be, really the gold is more chashiv. So why are you looking at it that way? It's probably the less stable of the two currencies. So it's for that reason, its instability is the svara, why we should say asaluva is dinar bedinar. But as it relates to it being money, evada it's money. And being that it's money, it could be, if you wanted to be poida ma'isa sheni onto dinar zav, maybe that's something that you would be allowed to do. It's kesef onto zav, you can't. But from the fact that you can't do kesef onto zav, that means the zav klapi, the kesef, is viewed as a peri, which means we look at it as the less stable of the two. That's good for a reason to say asaluva is dinar bedinar, because it's the instability that ultimately drives the halachin ribis that says you're not let alone a sachitin for a sachitin. Says the Gemara, hokinami mistabra. actually prove to you that it's Rabbi Yochanan that holds that the Diner Zav really is money, and the beer in this Rabbi Yochanan by Ribbis is the way we just explained. He also Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rav famously learned by Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael, and throughout Shas you find Ki Yasser Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Yasser Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So there was some Yidden that went from Bavel. They went up to learn Torah by the great Rabbi Yochanan. He was the Gadol Adar at the time. And they came back and they said over a lot of shiurim, a lot of halachas that they heard from the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan. So Ravin came back and he said from Rabbi Yochanan the following psak halacha. Even though you're not let alone the Dina Bedinar, when Rabbi Yochanan say that, that's this tayin, that's this last halacha we just said. But you could be mechal ma'isa sheni. So it's beforeish. The aside of Rabbi Yochanan was not that a dinar is not money. The aside of Rabbi Yochanan is that a dinar fluctuates, but really it is money. But al kopanim, you have a testayin in the reverse. The Rabbi Yochanan holds that dinar zov is money. The beer then in Shitas Beshamai must be not that you can't be mechal kesef onto zov because zov is not money. It's money. Klapi kesef, it's not money. It's a hazov de galacha, which is why we're learning it right now. In Perek HaZov, Shema Minam, Toshma, but we're not done yet. Another interesting related halacha. If somebody has a lot of coins made out of nechoshes. So till now we're talking about zov, very valuable. Kesef, a little less valuable. Now we have nechoshes. Nechoshes, coins that are over the soicha that people use on a daily basis. So this yid was being paid to his peiros ma'aser sheni onto nechoshes, and now he has a whole bunch of copper coins. He has to go up to Yerushalayim, as the Torah says, v'tzarta hakesef biyotchav halachta alamokim asher yivcha. He has to go bring it up to Yerushalayim. The problem is, he's going to go carrying out sacks of pennies and nickels and dimes. It's not so convenient. So he wants to switch them now for kesef. B'shamayim says, b'chol asel amois. No worries. There's no problem. You can do it. It's not a problem. For every 100 pennies that you have, you'll get a dollar, and azoy vayter. It's not an issue. Bisul oimrim, b'shekel kesef, b'shekel mois. No, you could only get up to a half a seller. That's a shekel. But not the entire amount. Meaning you can't swap out the full amount. And the reason Rashi says is because we were concerned that if you would swap out the full amount, when the Yidden come up to Yerushalayim, nobody would have nechoshes. So if you now want to buy a bottle of milk, all you have is a $100 bill. Do you have change? Nobody has change. So what's going to happen is these smaller coins, these nechoshes coins, are going to go up in value. There's going to be a big demand for them. People are going to need it. And Ma'aser Sheni is going to end up losing. Because instead of getting 100, again, proverbially speaking, 100 pennies for the dollar of Ma'aser Sheni, you're only going to be able to get 90. Because they're in demand. They're not so easy to come by. So Beisul says, we need small coins in Yerushalayim. So you can't swap out all your small coins. Some, yeah, Avada. We're going to have to make it a little bit easier for you. But you'll go with a keshena with coins because something you have to have. So says the Gemara, but Beishamai holds you could swap everything. So the Gemara asks an interesting kasha. That we have a tzad that maybe Beishamai holds, you can't be paid the kesef ma'aser sheni onto gold ma'aser sheni. Why? Because maybe gold is not money. Gold is not money? If nechoshes is money, how could gold not be money? That's the Gemara's kashya. See, Beishamai holds nechoshes is money. Beishamai says you could swap all your nechoshes. You could be paid onto nechoshes. As if you could be paid onto nechoshes, why shouldn't you be able to be paid onto gold? Elamai, avada, you could be paid onto gold. You could be paid onto kesef. You could be paid onto nechoshes. You could be paid onto gold. What then is the yisoid of Beishamai? Kesef onto nechosh, kesef onto gold. It could be the gold. It's viewed as peri. But in a vacuum, peri is onto nechoshes. That shouldn't be an issue. Peris onto gold shouldn't be an issue, says the Gemara. Don't bring your raya. From the fact that you could be paid the ma'aser sheni onto nechosh is not a raya, you could be paid it onto gold, because shani priti, that's with the sag and charifi, because it's more evil asaycher. And being that it's more evil asaycher, could be it actually has a chashivus over gold. So gold is more chashuv, really, but from a day-to-day standpoint, sometimes you're better off having smaller bills because it's just easier to get around. Either way, this concludes the first Lishna. So again, just to summarize. The first Lishna was we had a machlokes b'shamei b'sil with regards to somebody that was paid to his ma'aser sheni onto kesef, like the Torah says, v'nasata b'kesef, silver. Now he wants to take that money, the silver coins that he has that has Kedusha's Ma'aser Sheni, and he wants to transfer that Kedusha onto gold coins. Is it something he can do or cannot do? Machloikis b'shamei b'sil. B'shamei says, l'yas odem slam din rezov, u'beisil matir. We had a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lokish, what the beer in Shitas b'shamei is. Chad Omar once said, the yisoid of Shitas b'shamei is, that b'shamei holds that gold coins are money. There's no question. And you could transfer Mo'ez, Ma'isa Sheni, onto Mo'ez. That's not an issue. The issue is, based on Perek Hazav, that if you're going to transfer silver to gold, we view the gold as Peres klapi the silver. And just like it's Pasha, you can't transfer Mo'ez, Ma'isa Sheni onto Peres. So that reason, you can't transfer Mo'ez, Ma'isa Sheni, made of Kesef, onto gold. That's the Yisrael Shitas Beis Shammai. But as it relates to Dinrei Zahav, with regards to Ma'isa Sheni, it's money. It's no less money than Kesef. Or Nechayshes, it's money. So if you wanted to be paid to your Peres Ma'isa Sheni from the beginning on to gold, there would be no issue. The Chadamas once said not that way. The Yisrael Shitas Beis Shammai is that Dinrei Zahav is not considered money with regards to the halachas of Ma'isa Sheni. The Torah says, v'nasata ba'kesef, it's silver dafka, it's not gold. Gold is not money, and if gold is not money, it's for that reason you can't be poida the kesef onto gold, and it's for that reason you also wouldn't be able to be poida likatchila the peiris Ma'isa Sheni onto gold. Lishnachrin, another lashin, amrila, Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. Again, a machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rishon Pesach Chadam. Once a machlokes B'Shalom Mandinor. The machlokes is if you want to take the kesef ma'aser sheni and be poured onto dinar. The B'Shamay, Savri B'Shamay holds ha kesef when it says in the Torah v'nosata ba kesef bechol asher ta'ave nafshecha ba bokur ba tzoyin ba yayin uva sheicher kesef rishon v'loy kesef sheni. It says in the Torah ha kesef one time you could transfer onto money. You can't transfer money a second time. Ubesul savri ha kesef kesef. It says the word kesef in the parsha ma'isa sheni two times. Riba, it's coming to be mariba. That what va'filu kesef sheni. So one said that the machloikis is could you transfer money ma'isa sheni onto money? Could you do one transfer? Or could you even do two transfers? And it's based on the pasuk. It says ha kesef, which is mashma one. But then again, it says the word kesef twice, which is mashma two. But according to this lishna, avol peiros al dinarim debi akol mechalalin. But if you wanted to take your peiros ma'aser sheni and transfer it onto gold, doesn't matter what currency you're using. One transfer is okay. The issue over here is that you're being paid it a second time. Why? Da'akati kesef rishon. Chadav al adamandam said no. Avol peiros al dinarim nami machlokes. Machlokes is even peiros al dinarim like the other man, the Omar, in the first Lishna, because the Yisrael Shittas Beis Shammai is that Din Reizav is Nish Gelt with regards to Ma'aser Sheni. Says the Gemara, Uleman Dama Slom Al Dinar Machloikis, according to Man Dama that says that the Machloikis is Slom Al Dinar, Adam Miflegi Beslom Al Dinar, Miflegi Beslom Al Slom. According to Man Dama that says the Yisrael Beis Shammai is you can't do two transfers, then why do we make it complicated? Why do we say Beis Shammai holds you can't transfer silver onto gold? It's misleading. It sounds like silver onto silver, yeah. Gold onto gold, yeah. The issue is silver onto gold. And what would it mislead me to think? Perek Hazav, I would think, because maybe gold is considered peiros. So why don't you just say it more clearly? You can never transfer money onto money. If that's the Yisrael of Beis Shammai, one time kesef, not two times kesef. I'll tell you what. See, after give because had it said that, I would have known Shitas Beis Shammai very clearly, but I would have been misled into what Bisil Shitas. How about me? I would have thought, Hanimid Beis Shammai. Maybe when does Beis say it is good? That's money onto money, because Beis says you can even pay it twice. Avu Beis Shammai, but if you want to take silver onto gold, Moidulu Beis Shammai, maybe that'd be Moidul. Why? Not because of the second transfer. Beis doesn't have an issue with that, because the Dahavah Gabi Kasper Peir Havi, because the Perik Hazav, maybe the gold is viewed as Peiris. Either way, Toshma. If somebody has nechoshes coins in Yerushalayim and he wants to be poided, so this is similar to the case that we had earlier. You're taking your nechoshes and you're transferring it into silver, but this happened in Yerushalayim. It's very different. Outside of Yerushalayim, when you take your peiros ma'aser sheni, you take your money and you exchange it, what you're doing is you're being poided. You're transferring the kedusha. When you go up to Yerushalayim and you buy fruit with your mois ma'isa sheni, the way it's viewed in halacha is not that I was poided. I'm doing what the Torah said I'm supposed to do. So this Yerushalayim is a little different. You could do a full transfer. You have to be sensitive. You can't do a full swap like we had earlier. So says the Gemara, the same kasha. You see, Beishamay holds you're allowed to switch nechoshes for silver. What does that mean? That means there's no such halacha. You can't transfer it twice, only once. Because you see by nechoshes the words, the gabi the habit the chashim mine. So by gold, which is even more chashim, it's even a kal v'chomer. Me, I'm reading a kesef rishon, v'loy kesef sheni. This would seem to be a great raya, not like that taina. What's that taina in the Lishna Basra. Beit Shammai holds one transfer, not two. If it's one transfer, not two, if I have Nechoshes Meiser Cheney, how could I transfer it onto Kesef when I'm in Yerushalayim? Isn't that a second transfer? Sok the Gemara, I'm not Rav Yerushalayim, come me Toysef. This is Yerushalayim. This is different. That's not a transfer. You're not being paid when you're in Yerushalayim. Shani Yerushalayim, d'chsibin, v'sata kesef v'chalai shetav v'nafshcha v'bokar betzayin. You're buying it. This is the purchase. This is what you're actually doing with the Ma'aseh Sheni. Chutz l'Yerushalayim, you're just being paid it. But in Yerushalayim itself, it's not viewed as a pidyon. Two pidyons are not good. But to ultimately purchase nechoshes, that's something that's okay. Tashma, ha'poyr itzel b'moyz Ma'aseh Sheni. So now we go back to the brayse that we brought earlier. If somebody is outside Yerushalayim and he has a whole bunch of copper coins that have Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni and he wants to be Poyer now, he wants to switch it for Kesef. B'Shami says, B'chol HaSel HaMoyz. You could. B'Shekel Kesef, B'Shekel Moyz. You have to be sensitive. You can't take all your Nechoshes and switch it because we don't want that when you didn't go to Yerushalayim, there'll be no Nechoshes to be had. So what do you see from there? It's clear that even Chutz LiYerushalayim, Beis Shammai says, you're allowed to take your Nechoshes and transfer it for Kesef. That means there's no halacha that when it says Kesef, it means one time kesef, not two times kesef. If that's true, that can't be pshat Beis Shammai in the Mishnah. That says you can't switch your kesef for gold. Ella says the Gemara must be the kuli alma kesef kesef riba va'afilu kesef sheni. Everybody holds kesef sheni. Eli itmar Rabbi Yechim Reish Lakish hachi itmar. So we're going to have to now alter what the beer and the machleikus Rabbi Yechim Reish Lakish was according to the Lishna Kama. So this is already the third machleikus we have. We have two lishainis and we have two lishainis in the Lishna Basra. Chad amar one said machleikus b'slam mandinarim. One said machleikus Beis Shammai b'slam mandinarim. That the Yisoidish Shittas Beis Shammai is, it's a Dinder Rabbanon. You know what we're worried about? We're worried that if you're going to start transferring your Ma'aseh Sheni onto gold, a gold coin is very valuable. You have to come up with a lot of silver to transfer it onto gold. Let's say the gold coin was worth $10,000. Just make it a real nice number. So if it's worth $10,000, it may take a long time for you to accumulate $10,000 worth of Ma'aseh Sheni. So you know what's going to happen? That gold coin is going to be sitting in your drawer for 5 years until you come up with your $10,000. That's not good. Because there's a mitzvah, you have to give your Ma'aseh Sheni. And even if you miss the year, this vidui ma'aser bi'arti ha'kodesh min habayis, there is a point where you have to do what you have to do with your Ma'aseh Sheni. So the bottom line is, if you're going to be allowed to transfer it onto gold, there's a chashash derabanan that it may be sitting around for a very long time until you have enough silver to make up the value of that gold coin. That's why Beis Shammai says it has nothing to do with lumdus of gold. Gold klape kesef, maybe it's kesef. Gold in a vacuum is money. There's no halacha that you can't transfer money onto money. So from all the lumdus of time that the Gemara gave, what we boil down to is a very balabatish of hachshaylo. Beis Shammai is just worried that if it's going to be a gold coin that you plan on taking up to your shalai, just may take you a very long time until you fill up that full value. So you're going to be accumulating a bunch of silver coins, till you can finally be paid with your gold coin. You're going to be mash ali yosef. We're not worried about that. Because no, it's not a chash. But when it comes to Peiris al dinarim, everybody holds you could be paid the Peiris Ma'aseh Sheni onto gold. Why? Maybe the same Svara would say not. The answer is because you're not going to leave your Peiris around until you come up with enough value to be paid it for gold. Because the kiva and the markivi, because they can go bad, like mashalu, it's not something you're going to do. You'll keep your silver coins in the safe until you have enough silver coins to be paid for a gold coin. But you're not going to keep your peiris in the pantry or in the refrigerator until you have enough to fill up. You can't leave it there for a year. At some point, it's going to go bad. So when will you use gold? If you have enough to use gold. But if you don't have enough to use gold, you're not going to leave them around. So to be paid the payers onto gold, that's not an issue. It's kesef onto gold, that's an issue. Either way, that was one mandam. That was one of the Amiram believed pshat and bisham. It was v'chadam. The mandam said, I fill it with payers al dinarim. Nami machlekes, machlekes is even payers al dinarim. Either way, just to exhale for 1 minute. So we have b'yisoid, four svaras in what pshat and bisham might be. Again, bisham said, if I have kesef, money, silver coins, the money that the Torah talks about, I was paid by Ma'aseh Sheni with it. Now I want to take that silver coin, I want to transfer the Kedusha from it onto a gold coin, and bring that gold coin up to Yerushalayim, and I'll do what I'm supposed to do with it over there. Is that something I could do or not? Basil says, yeah, Beis Shammai says no. What's Pshat and Beis Shammai? So if you take inventory from all these lishonis that we have, the chadomers and the chadomers, you had four svaras of what Pshana B'Shamay might be. Either Pshana B'Shamay is the perika zov de geshita. Zov klape kesef is always viewed as peiris. And being that it's viewed as peiris, you can't transfer from money onto peiris. Pshana B'Shamay might be that dinrei zov is not money in the laws of Maisa Sheni. If it's not money, then certainly you can't use it. L'may nafkemina agav urchi, you wouldn't even be able to be paid at the peiris Maisa Sheni onto the gold. A third svara that we saw in the Gemara was that maybe you could do one transfer from peiros onto money, not two transfers. The idea of pinyon ma'is hasheni with kesef is a chiddush ha-Torah one time. Two times, that already not allowed to do. L'may nafkemina, you wouldn't be able to switch it to nechoshes or to some other currency either. It's just, or even to slam aslan. It's only one transfer, it's not two. And then the fourth time that we saw is it could be it's merely a dinder, abanon, gzeira shemeyasha, ali yosef. Says the Gemara, bishlam lahach lishna ta amit midei raisa, bishlam according to the first three tainim in Bishamai, it's related to a dinder raisa. That means, faker, bishlam lahach lishna ta amit midei raisa, mishra shari, bishlam according to the last lashon. That midei raisa, it's really okay, rabbanon who the gazri bay, it's all gzeira the rabbanon, gzeira shemeyasha. I think the lashon of Bishamay says the Gemara is very meduyik because Bishamay's lashon was lo yase adam slotan din reizav. Don't do it. Lo yase. It's nachal. Zugvesa. Lo yase sounds like it's only the katchila. So that's very good according to this last lishna. Because really, midai raisa, it's money. It's even money klape kesef. There's no issue with kesef sheni. It's a gzeri derabanan. So did the rabbanan have a right to tell you not to do it? Lo yasa. But if it's done, it's done. El lach lishno da amrit. The midei raisa pliga. But according to the lashon that says that they're arguing whether midei raisa it's good. Mechalalina v'lei mechalalina mi boyle. Then the Gemara should have said better. Beishamai shita should have been. It's not chal at all. Kasha, says the Gemara. Great kasha. I don't have a good answer for that. Before we go weiter, which is the next sugya, and we get into the real flesh of the sugyas here in Perek Azov, the sugyas of Chalipin and Mois Koinois, and eventually we're going to learn the sugyas of Oina. Again, Azov is, by reputation, one of the most difficult Pratim and Shas. Incidentally, it's not because of the first two blotted Perek Azov, it's more the real Kinyonim de Gesugyas that we're about to learn. Just something interesting with regards to the halachas of Ma'is Hasheni. Now, the halacha of Ma'is Hasheni is mentioned in the Torah in Parshas Re'eh. It's Perik Yudalit Pasuk Chav Beis. And it begins with a pasuk that we're all very, very familiar with. Aser to Aser is called Tfu Azarecha, Hayotze Hasodeh Shana Shana. What should you do with the Ma'iser? V'achaltul lefnei Hashem Elokecha v'amokam ha-shiyivcha l'shakin shmoy shan. You should take it up to Yerushalayim. Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, you should eat it there. Masa degoincha, tiroishcha v'yitzarecha, u'becheiroiz bekarcha v'tzaynecha. And the reason is, l'man tilma deliyiras Hashem Elokecha kol hayom. Because if you're going to do that, if you're going to eat your Ma'iser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you're going to come to fear Hashem. Let's say it's a very long road, and you have a lot of payros, because you live far away on some large plantation. Hashem gave you a lot of bracha, but the bottom line is you have a lot of schayra. You live far away from Yerushalayim. It's very difficult for you to make this trip and eat your payros. Says the Torah, there's another option. You can take the payros, transfer it onto money. Take that money in your hand. Go to Yerushalayim. What do you do with the money? You can fulfill any taiva you have. The Gemara Masechtas Eruvin from all places in the beginning of the third parak darshins this pasuk. On the one hand, it says everything, but then we say, one second, no, there's a menu. Bakar, tzoyin, yayin, shatzor, it's anything. Klal pratu klal, riba miyad riboy, v'chaltot shal lefnei Hashem alekecho, v'samachta atu beisecho, and make sure, v'alev yashev v'sharecho lo yitazvenu, make sure he gets his ma'aser rishon that he was supposed to get, kein lo chelek v'nach l'imach. This is the parasha of Ma'aser Sheni. What's interesting, and I never realized this, until I was going through the parasha now, preparing for this daf, and that is aser to aser, aser b'shvil shetes aser, was said by Ma'aser Sheni. It's a halach in Ma'aser Sheni. Now, it's true for all Maisers. Maiser Rishon, you also have the Haftach of Aser to Aser, Aser b'shvil shetes Aser. But the Iker Pasuk of Aser to Aser, Aser b'shvil shetes Aser, is in the Parsha of Maiser Sheni. It's not in the Parsha of Maiser Rishon. Now, I'll tell you something interesting. Parsha's told us, so we're almost there. The Torah talks about Yitzchak and Avimelech. And at the end of this episode of Yitzchak and Avimelech, Vayizra Yitzchak Be'aretz Ahi, Yitzchak goes and he works the land, he's a Yireya, Be'aretz Ahi, in the land of Plishtin. Vayimtza Bashona Ahi Meya Sha'orim. What was supposed to grow ended up growing much more, meaning he ended up getting much more than he was supposed to get. How much more? Meir Sha'ar, 100 times more than he was supposed to get. He had Hatzlocha, he had Shefa, Parnasa, Sholoi Kiderech HaTeva, Vayivarcheyu Hashem. Hashem gave him Gevaldi Gebrach. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Re'eh, on the Parsha of Aser to Aser, the Medrash says as follows. The Medrash says that you find already that the Kadmoinim, before Matan Torah, were already giving, I took the wrong chelim, they were already giving Trumas of Maestras. Avram Avinu gave Truma Gedoyla. Yitzchak gave Maisa Sheini. How do you know Yitzchak gave Maisa Sheini? This pasuk. Vayizra Yitzchak ba'aretz ahi vayimtza ba'ashon ahi meyeh sha'arim vayivarcheyu Hashem. I saw in those nine l'teirah, Lutz Geruf, he said, what do you see in the pasuk Maisa Sheini? You don't. The Medrash doesn't explain where it's on Maisa Sheini. So he says it could be that being that the Iker Parsha of Aser to Aser, Aser b'shful shatis Asher, was said regarding Maisa Sheini, and the Torah suggests over here, Vayivarcheyu Hashem, and that's what the Medrash was saying, that why Vayivarcheyu Hashem? Because he didn't just make money, he gave tzedakah, he went and he did what he was supposed to do, so it's Yitochen, that the Vayivarcheyu Hashem, the Oifen Stoma, is related to the Iker Parsha of Aser to Aser. The Iker Parsha of Aser to Aser is Maisa Sheini. Very interesting. The Iker Parsha is Maisa Sheini. I saw in the Chasam Sofer on this pasuk right here. He says that if you would sit down and ask a Rav, was Yitzchak Avinu chayev to give Chumas and Maisa's Medei Raisa? Or was he not chayev to give Chumas and Maisa's Medei? He says, of course he wasn't. He has a whole bunch of reasons why he wasn't chayev to give Chumas and Maisa's Medei Raisa. And still you see Vayivarcheyu Hashem. So he says, I say Meres, the bracha that you're supposed to get for giving Trumas of Maestras is true, even if you're not Mechuyev. Even if you're in a Mitzvah voice, you do it in a way where you're not really obligated to do it, still the Haftach is going to be Kayim. And he tells to a Sma in Shulchan Aruch, where the Sma says that if somebody keeps Shemitah Bezman Hazeh, being that Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon in Eretz Yisrael, the Vitzivisi as Berchasi L'shol Eshanim, the Haftach of the Torah says that if you give Shemitah, when it comes to the Shnas HaYovel, 3 years in a row, you're going to have enough, based, you're not going to, the Sma says you're not going to have that. You only have it if Shemitah's Day rises. You don't have it if Shemitah's Rabban. Vaytichsam Sofer from this pasuk right here. The Medrash says that Yitzchak gave Meiser. And because he gave Meiser Vayivarcheyu Hashem, it's related to Aser to Aser, Aser b'shvul shetes Asher. He wasn't Chayiv in Shumas and Meisers. And still you see the bracha was Chal. So why should the bracha of Shemitah, Vitzivisi as Berchasi, be different than the bracha of Bechanuni Nabazois, the bracha of Shumas and Meisers? The Tzushta was, we spoke this out at the beginning of the week. In the beginning of the week, we saw this Gemara. It's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Membeis, Amar Aleph. It's a Gemara in Tainus. If somebody goes to measure his goyrin, and the Ritva brings b'shem as Rebbe the Ramban, we're talking about someone that's going to give chumas and maestras. So on his way, he says a yehiratzin. When he's done, he makes a bracha. What's the bracha? Baruch hashalech, bracha bakri hazeh. The Chazanish says that if somebody wants to give chumas and maestras b'zman hazeh, even though chumas and maestras is the Rabbanan, he can make the bracha. Why? Because the bracha, the haftacha of its of the Chanuni na Bezois, the Chumas and Maestras exist Bizman Hazeh, even though Chumas and Maestras is Midrabana. This Chsam Sofer, that Sma with regards to Shemitah, would be an obvious Tzushta. But I want to tell you another Chsam Sofer. We know the Medrash Aser to Aser, Aser b'shvul shetes Asher. There's another Medrash. The Medrash says Aser to Aser, Aser kidei shaloi tischasar. So Aser to Aser, it's all rhymes. Asher, Aser b'shvul shetes Asher. And Aser to Aser, Aser b'shvul shaloi tischasar. Fake the Chsam Sofer, it's a pella. The two drushes contradict each other. One drusha seems to suggest that if you're going to give Meiser, you're going to become a Gvir. The other pasuk seems to suggest that if you give Meiser, you're just not going to lose your money. But it doesn't say you're going to be a Gvir. If you're going to be a Gvir, then it's not shaloi tischasar, it's Aser to Aser. Says the Chsam Sofer, Dava Nifla, related to something we spoke out on Yontif, says the Chsam Sofer, the pasuk says, Birchas Hashem hi ta'asher v'lo yosef etzavima. The Gros says, Birchas Hashem ita'asher v'lo yosef etzavima. If bracha brings ashiras, why would you think that it would be Moisev Atzvos? Says the Goyin, because ordinarily the Mishnah says, Marben achas marben daiga. If it's Birchas Hashem, he ta'asher, it doesn't come with the daigas. V'lo yosef etzavima. The Chasam Sofer says it's even more pashtik. There's a pasuk in Koheles, Yesh oisher shomel v'ayil v'ra. Sometimes Hashem gives a yid ashiras, and it's shomel v'ayil v'ra. In the beginning, it looks like it's going to be really good, but then ultimately, bad things can come from it. Rashi and Chumash says, Korach became a Baal Gaiva, and ultimately, he had a Mapol only because if Korach didn't have money, he would have never started his rebellion. His presidency was, or bid for it anyways, was predicated on the fact that he was a Gvir. If he had no money in his cash, and he wouldn't have been a qualified candidate. Either way, maybe he would have been a qualified candidate. He wouldn't have thought he was a qualified candidate. That's what Rashi says in Koheles. Yesh oisha shamal b'aylov l'ro. Sometimes it gets to his head and it can end up being a bad thing. That means Ashirus could be the cause that one day bad things are going to come to. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the two drushes. Aser to aser, aser b'shvul shetes aser. But that's not enough. You're going to be a gvir. Maybe that Ashirus is one day going to cause you tzaris. Maybe bad things are going to come because of your gvir. Aser to aser b'shvul shetes aser. You're going to be a gvir, birchas Hashem yita asher, but it comes along with the avtocha of lo yosef etzavima. You don't have to be worried that later there's going to be atzvos. I'll tell you another Chassam Sofer. This Chassam Sofer is in Parshas Toldos. Listen to the Chassam Sofer. Hey, Ligurid. He says, Vayizra yitzach ba'aretz ahi. He had unbelievable bracha. Yitzchak became great. Yitzchak was knacking. These are adjectives that describe unbelievable gedula that Yitzchak was oicha to. The next pasuk, Yitzchak had a big business. He worked very hard on his business. The plishtim were jealous of it. And right afterwards, they chap it with his bearers, and Yitzchak has a little bit of tzaras from it. Says the Heilige Chassam Sofer, you don't find anywhere, by Avram Avinu, for example, who was also a big veer, Vayikanu boy, that people were jealous of him, and people gave him tzaras. Why Yitzchak Vayikanu boy? Says the Chassam Sofer, the minute it was Va'avuda Rabba, Yitzchak had harangetan a bissel in the geschäft. It was va'avuda rabba. Then va'yikanu oise plishtem. Va'yigdol ish va'yelu cholich v'godol ad ki godomai. That was fine. Avram Avinu had the same thing. And you don't find anyone was mekana him. Va'ashem derech is Avram bakoil. There was no kinah. You don't find that it rubbed anybody the wrong way. But when it was va'yiloi miknei tzoyinu bink the bakar. Va'avuda rabba. He lost a little focus from the Birchas Hashem. Then it was Moisef Etzavima, says the Chassam Sofer. That was Vayikanu Ois, they plished him. I would never say this. Take a look at the Chassam Sofer, he says it. But we'll just conclude, anyone that has to leave with a classic Meshech Chachma. And that is, the Pasuk says, you take the Maisa Sheni, you go up to Yerushalayim. Why? L'man tilmad l'yires Hashem l'kecha kol hayom. There's a Gemara Masech Tzivomis Daf Tzadik Gimel Amad Aleph, which the Gemara in a vacuum seems like a Medrash Pliya. If you look at it in the context of that Gemara, it's not such a Medrash Pliya, but listen to the Gemara. It's talking about Shabbos V'yantav. So again, if you learn the context of Yevamah Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, there's a pshat in the Gemara. But Meir Simcha looks at it in a vacuum. What does that mean? Elu Shabbos is V'yamim Tovim. Says Meir Simcha. There's a Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra. Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. This is a well-known Gemara. Brum. Omer Rav Yudah Marav. Zocher Oysa Ish LaTov. Yeshua ben Gamla Shemai. There's a Yid, Yeshua ben Gamla, and we should all be very makritoiv to Yeshua ben Gamla. Shemolehu, because were it not for him, nishtakach Torah Yisrael. Torah would have been forgotten. Shebetchila, because in the beginning of days, Mishayesh Layav, if somebody had a father, Malam de Torah, his father would teach him Torah. Mishayesh Layav, what if somebody didn't have a father? Layayayu Lama Torah, he had no way to learn Torah. My Dorish, Velimadetem Oysam. So what Yeshua ben Gamla do? He made a takana. That there should be yeshivas in Yerushalayim. Why Yerushalayim? He dies from the pasuk. But it still wasn't perfect. Because if someone had a father, he could take him from Bnei Brak, where he lived, to Yerushalayim to go to yeshiva. What if someone didn't have anyone to take him to yeshiva? He invited them to learn Torah. So eventually, he was misakin that there should be yeshivas everywhere. So we have to have tremendous akoras atoyv to Yeshua ben Gamla. But Yeshua ben Gamla, during the evolution of how his takana came into place, initially said yeshivas in Yerushalayim. Because kimitzi ein teitzes Torah. Zok Tosis, why Yerushalayim? Why kimitzi ein teitzes Torah dvar Yerushalayim? Says that Tosis based on a sefri. Fisha yoroya kedusha gedoyla. Because when a yid came to Yerushalayim, he saw kedusha. Kayanim oiskim ba'avoida. Kayanim were doing the avoida. And that caused him to ultimately have the proper Yerushalayim, which is what a yid needs in order to learn Torah. And it's a sefri, says Tosis. Kedidashinav a sefri. L'man tilma de yira. Gadol Maisa Sheni Shem Mevili De Talmud. Maisa Sheni is so chashiv that brings a person to learn Torah. How? Fisha Eimib Yerushalayim Atchiyecha Maisa Sheni. Because when Yid came to Yerushalayim, Tidus Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is 10% of his income. It's a lot. So he comes now with a. He has a lot of time that he's going to have to spend in Yerushalayim until he finishes eating all these peiros. So what did he do? He walked around. He saw all the kolim galayt. People are sitting. They're learning. There's Yerushalayim. There's Kayanim. There's Leviim. Anshei Maimed. There's a lot of unbelievable things that are going on. So you know what he did? He got Yerushalayim from that. And that's ultimately the Yerushalayim came. So the Sefri says, you know why he eat peiros ma'aseh sheni Yerushalayim v'man tilmol liyiras Hashem alekecha kol hayomim? What's the yira? You're going to see vastutzach dartin. It's ultimately going to inspire you to pick up your own game. That's nafka why Yeshua ben Gamla felt yeshivas belong in Yerushalayim. That's kimitzi and teitzes Torah. It's the same idea as gadol ma'aseh sheni shemir v'yilei de Talmud, which is a pasuk in the Torah, v'man tilmol liyiras Hashem alekecha kol hayomim. Says Rav Meir Simcha, and this is classic. A yid goes up to Yerushalayim. He's a balabas. He has a job. He works 9 to 5. Very, very hard. He goes up to be Eile Regal. He brings his peiros Ma'aseh Sheni. Yontif is over, and he still has some leftover peiros. He's going to be there another week or two until he finishes consuming all his peiros Ma'aseh Sheni. What's he going to do in the week? He'll go learn first Seder in the Mir. He'll learn second Seder in Rechayv Press. He'll go around. He'll take in the experience. That's from Yeshua. He'll take in the experience a little bit in Yerushalayim, and he's going to see Yingalaita coming first Seder, Chavrusa Tomel, Zvachim, Bavakam. He's going to be very inspired. And ultimately, it's going to lift his game. So when he goes back home, he's going to be a different person. Says Rami, is that so obvious? I don't think it's so obvious. Do you know what he's probably going to say? You know what his Yetzirah is going to tell him to say? These guys, they have a good, they're sitting and learning, they don't have daigus, they're not running business, they don't have to make payroll, they don't have the same pressures that I have. I'm a very different person. One day, I'll retire, Hashem will give me a lot of bracha, I'll have enough money where I feel I could retire, and then I'll sit and learn, and I'll be very inspired by what I saw. But on a daily basis, how do I relate to that? I come home tired, I'm in a very different place in life. Says Rav Meir Simcha, good point. But you know where this yid got inspiration? Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif, you don't work. Shabbos, you're home. What do you do on Shabbos? You wake up early Shabbos to learn. Shabbos afternoon, you sleep for 4 hours to rest up from the whole week. I didn't ask you. Or you sit and learn. You go to the daf before mincha. You go to the Rav Shmuz before. That's where you can take inspiration. At least a day. Over the weekend, where I have time, at least then let me be inspired. Says Rav Meir Simcha, "Leman tilmad liyiras Hashem alekecha kol hayomim, elu shabbosis v'yomim tovim." Because what's the leman tilmad liyiras Hashem alekecha kol hayomim? You're going to be inspired by what you see in Yerushalayim. You know when that inspiration is going to go into effect. You know where it's going to affect you. It's going to affect you for Shabbos and Yontif. That's the beer in the Gemara Yevamis Adikim Laman Aleph. It's based on the Sefri that Tosfos quotes in Bava Basra Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Classic. Meshach Chachma, very relevant message.